Well, the other big political story of the weekend, President Trump announcing on Twitter that Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke will be leaving in a couple weeks, end of the year. It's assumed he was forced out because of a cloud of conflict of interest investigations. He'd also become the enemy of environmentalists for his rollback of what they saw as protections. But some environmentalists are now worried Zinke's replacement could be worse. His name is David Bernhardt. He's been Zinke's deputy. Now he's the interim secretary, and he was an oil and gas industry lobbyist. He's being called the man behind the curtain at Interior. Ben LaFave is oil and gas reporter at Politico. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
And that was your headline, the man behind the curtain. Of course, it's a Wizard of Oz reference, but the Wizard of Oz was impotent. He couldn't get anything done. He wasn't really a wizard. Bernhardt's supporters and detractors say he is. Just tick off some of the things that people feel that he has actually done at the Bureau.
Yeah, Bernhardt, one of those figures where critics have said the things that Interior Secretary Zinke has, you know, advertised that the administration will do, Bernhardt is the one who's actually doing them. So while Zinke has kind of gotten the headlines and attracted most of the attention, Bernhardt has been the one who's able to cross the T's, dot the I's to, for example, loosen regulations with endangered species, which has been a big thing that oil companies and gas companies have been trying to do so they can drill in more areas where protected species may, you know, have habitat. He's also been one of the people in the administration who's been very much kind of being able to loosen other regulations for oil and gas drilling. He'll just look at reports that oil and gas companies have given him and try to translate those into regulatory rollbacks that have really benefited the industry.
Groups like Climate Nexus have said that he's replaced independent government analysis in congressional testimony with reports from oil companies. Is that what you're talking about? In other words, taking their reporting and putting it right into legislation, or?
Yeah, and in some instances, like taking the exact wording from, you know, reports that the industry representatives may give him and, you know, basically putting those same words into regulatory proposals. This isn't too surprising. I mean, Bernhardt spent, you know, a lot of his time as a oil and gas lobbyist. So this is kind of a world that he's got good relationships with. You know, Interior has been a little bit of an open door for a lot of these lobbyists. He feels comfortable with them to take, you know, pretty much almost verbatim what they're suggesting and putting that into the Federal Register.
Well, people are also pointing to other possible conflicts of interest. In 2017, the Bureau of Land Management changed an opinion. It allowed a controversial water project from a former Bernhardt client to move forward. What do you think is going to happen here? He's already been confirmed for the position he has. Do you think there will be concern about conflict of interest? There just doesn't seem to be in this political climate.
Yeah, what critics would call conflict of interest, you know, people in the Trump administration would just say, well, you know, he understands the issues. So, you know, he's been one of his major clients, or the client for the firm he was in, is a water management company in California named Cadiz, who had projects that were, you know, going to take water from the Mojave Desert and pump it to Los Angeles for users there. And he continued to meet with these companies even as he was deputy secretary, even though he was supposed to recuse himself. So again, we see, you know, the administration will just say, well, he's meeting with the stakeholders. But critics will say these are the stakeholders that Bernhardt is meeting with are people that he, you know, personally profited from working with, you know, earlier, and that these stakeholders seem to be the only ones who are getting these kinds of meetings.
Yeah. Also, he took a lead, you write, in reorganizing the Interior Department, sending more staff to Western states. He's being applauded for that by his supporters. What's the problem with that?
The issue with that is that there's a concern that removing these people from D.C. and putting them into Western states, basically, A, you know, could add another level of bureaucracy, because now instead of having all the decision makers in one place, you know, as an environmental group, you have to wonder, who do I deal with? Do I deal with the person, let's say, in Colorado who, you know, is supposedly the head of this department? Or do I have to go meet again with other people in D.C. who might actually have more of the power of the purse strings for, you know, any project I want to get taken to look at? There's also an issue of, if you move these people out to the different states, are some of these states who might not have the same concerns as the federal government on certain projects going to have too much power, whereas they also don't have the level of oversight that people in the federal government might have? So, you know, it's basically, are you rearranging things, adding a new level of bureaucracy, and opening things up for a little bit more shenanigans on state levels?
Ben Lefebvre, oil and gas reporter at Politico. Ben, thank you.
Thank you very much.